The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Today is the highest feast day of the liturgical calendar. Since the 2000th anniversary of Easter is not that far off, I thought we might listen to a text that has been sung for at least half that time, for 1,000 years. The 11th century sequence, Victime Paschali Laudes, fits the bill, because it has been sung for the past 1,000 Easter Sundays. Sadly, we're not sure who wrote it. Some scholars suggest Vipo of Burgundy, but other names have been put forward, such as Notker Babulus, a Benedictine monk working in St. Gallen, Switzerland, a prolific poet and a collector of sequences. Poems known as sequences follow one or more rhyme scheme. Although ours will be difficult to discern in the beginning, since so much else is happening, if you look at the Latin text, the lines 1, 3, and 5 of the Latin rhyme, Laudes, Oves, Peccatores, as do lines of the Latin 2 and 4, Christiani and Patri. Then from the third paragraph onward, every two lines will rhyme, as in Duello Mirando. The song Victime Paschali Laudes, or Let Us Praise the Passover Victim, sets the stage for Easter Mass, announcing that Christ, the Lamb, has redeemed the sheep, that although death and life were in a mighty struggle, quote, the dead leader of life reigns alive, end quote. The poem then recalls a brief interview with Mary Magdalene, the first person to witness the resurrection. Tell us, Mary, what did you see? She testifies that she saw the tomb of the living Christ and the glory of his rising, the angelic witnesses, the abandoned death shroud, and the clothes. The choir's response to her testimony, we know Christ is truly risen from the dead. O conquering King, have mercy on us. Amen. And since the choir has given up the word Alleluia for all of Lent, now that Lent is over, they can also add that glorious word, Alleluia. We hear the choir of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. A recording, I am guessing, comes from the late 1970s, since Pierre Coquereau is still improvising at the cathedral's great organ while the choir processes into Notre Dame.